Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I'm your other host, Rebecca.
And how this podcast works is that every week, one of us will bring in something we're anxious about, and then we'll read a scene we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how the episode description of this episode is going to go, but I can imagine it's similar to, it rhymes with Yusung gets dunked on for a schmauer. Yeah.
Thanks for writing the description for me so I don't have to do it later.
Yeah, I like your guest a lot.
Yeah, me as well.
I'm very sentient and aware of the dynamic.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to say, like, maybe if we could just all remind ourselves that we're friends at the start and at the end.
Yeah.
That it could really place a nice bookend to this whole episode.
I'm gonna have to be nicer than usual. Because I just have to balance it out.
Rebecca, you're digging your fingernails into your skin right now.
I literally am. Yeah. I have my fists are clenched. I also am a big fan of our guest.
Yeah.
I also produce her podcast.
All right, let's introduce her.
Which is why I said I would do this crap.
You know her from the podcast, Naturally. Jackie Johnson is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
You know, I'm actually really impressed with that intro. I was like thinking y'all were going to be like, whatever. I guess this is our podcast or something.
No.
But y'all actually took that seriously and did a good job. And
we've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah. And by y'all, that was an impression of me, right?
Well, you did it a little fast. If I had one critique, you know, and maybe a little more excitement or energy, like you were kind of like rattling it off really fast. Like it'd be like nice to kind of give it a little pause.
Well, in case any listeners agree with Jackie, just to reiterate, Jackie Johnson from the podcast Natch Butte on Starburns Industries.
Yeah, thanks. You threw that out so quick, nobody's even going to know what you fucking said.
Again, I feel like this might have been glossed over because it was the intro and Jackie hadn't been introduced yet, but I feel like if we just said that, like, we're all friends here.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what it is about Yusung. I just need to yell at him. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You said to me once that it's really fun to bully you because, quote, you don't fight back.
Oh, right. Maybe that. But, like, I'm not a bully. I'm nice.
I know.
Yeah.
This is a
I don't think I've bullied anyone ever.
It's so similar to a conversation that Yusung and I have had a million times where I say, I'm not mean to anyone else.
You're mean to him, too?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not.
But he's so nice to me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just keeps coming back.
No, I like what's bad for him.
Do you have sisters? Do you have sisters?
No, I don't have sisters. I'm an only child. And so I think I like being, I don't know if this is weird or not, but I like being like, having like the younger sibling energy because I am like, I do like things to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather like act out and then take the abuse rather than be the older and mature one.
That's a whole other can of worms. But anyway,
I love birth order stuff. It's so interesting.
Are you an only child?
No, I'm the youngest of two.
Gotcha.
But we're very close in age.
Gotcha.
So we were raised. I mean, we're very competitive. But I am very much the youngest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the favorite. Just kidding. But, well, I mean, I really find it hard to believe that you don't have a favorite. How could you not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like my parents, basically my sister was just, she's easier than me.
Mm-hmm.
She's easier than me. Therefore, she got less attention.
Yeah. Right.
Because she didn't need the attention like I did. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And so that's, I think, when I say I'm the favorite, it's just like I've caused much more grief and stress, and they're, you know, they've had to help me a lot more than they've had to help her.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I get more attention. Well, plus, there's a novelty to me because I don't live in Texas. My sister lives down the street from my parents, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm far away. So when I come home, it's like, oh, Jackie's here, you know?
Yeah.
So there's like a novelty to me. If I lived there all the time, they probably wouldn't answer the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And Rebecca, you're an only.
I'm an only child.
Okay, yeah.
Very hardcore only child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Have you asked your parents why they didn't have any more kids, or do y'all know?
Oh yeah, that they shouldn't. It's good they didn't.
Yeah.
My parents were like contemplating it for a time, but even then I was like, no, I'm good. Like I don't.
Oh yeah,
I don't want it.
Well,
didn't
I only want one kid, so.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But I feel kind of bad because I'm telling you, having a sibling is amazing. My sister is everything to me. Right. And out of all the people on this whole earth, she's the only person who truly understands me because we were with each other from the beginning.
Yeah.
She's seen everything. She was in my house through everything.
We've talked about this before, but the one thing that I'm really envious about of siblings is that you can commiserate with them about your parents and all the fucked up shit that they did.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It's the only time I've wished for it is when things became like complicated and depressing with my family.
Did both your parents smother you though? Like they were always up in your business and like wanting and like, you know.
Not that much. Maybe earlier on, but they're both pretty into their own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my parents did kind of smother me, but only like in concentrated bursts.
Yeah,
like both of them are like
working
parents, but then when they weren't working, my mom was like, "You're the greatest." And then my dad was like, "You can always do better."
So it was a good balance.
Yeah. It was a good balance. But now I'm addicted. And welcome to the podcast. Jackie.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on our show to talk about anxiety.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, I'm here because Rebecca has shit on me, okay? You know, she hears all the things I edit out in Attribute. They're all on the computer. If I didn't do this, that motherfucker would probably post it, you know?
They're not on that computer. They're just on my private computer.
Yes. They're in her personal files.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I got to do her podcast because, you know.
Sometimes in like a lull moment, I'll just kind of scroll through the files and just laugh to myself.
At all the edits? Yeah. There's been some. I always label them so like you know exactly what it is. So yeah, especially out of context, I'm sure it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, before we get into your anxiety, sometimes we like to do this segment, and I just feel like I should, you know, set it up.
God.
Okay. It's a segment called "You Sung Asked Rebecca to Say Something Nice About Him."
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Already.
I'm upset.
I'm not
say
warmed
it
up.
Louder! I'm upset.
Okay.
What's that from?
It's from Whiplash.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah.
I took drum lessons because of that movie. True story.
I took guitar lessons because of Guitar Hero. Turns out those skills didn't.
So did Post Malone.
Oh. Well, they're pretty much the same person.
I know, down to the face tattoos.
Oh boy.
I want to get like a week long fake tattoos of his tattoos on my face.
I literally live my life
and see how my life changes.
I literally just watched an interview. He was just like on late night.
That
or something.
Motherfucker's from my hometown.
Yeah, and he put out a set of like temporary tattoos that are for his like of his face tattoos. You can literally get
He's gonna. I'm telling you, as someone on the other side of their 30s, or they're turning 30, that motherfucker's gonna regret those tattoos. Very soon, like within 3 years, he's gonna wish those weren't there.
He's gonna wish he was back to pre-Malone.
Oh fuck! All right, yeah. All right.
Did you hear anybody laugh?
Wow.
Did you hear a single fucking laugh? Even Emily has her fucking arms in there.
Okay.
Everyone's disgraced by that.
Okay.
What's the end game here? Like, why are y'all doing this pod? Is it for fun?
I ask myself that every
week. Is it for fun? Or are y'all like trying to make some cash here?
Dude, this is fun.
No, there's no money in this game
at all. But you're not wanting to get to that point.
We just have our realistic expectations in that's never going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to showboat, but like we talked about this last week. We somehow made it into like the AV Club pod mess, like roundup.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, which is just,
I mean,
like,
we know why.
Why?
Because the Doughboys fans fucking, you know.
Yeah, well, Podmas isn't like a crowdsourced vote. It's not the American Idol of.
Look, I don't know.
I only say that because Rebecca is a fucking, she's a ghost on the internet. I mean, her social media, even her Instagram, which is private, has no photos of her.
Yeah.
So in this game, you got to be aggressive to get your word out. You know what I mean? So like everybody knows this mug right here, all you songy.
Yeah.
You know?
I value my.
No, I think that's wonderful. But in terms of like. An online presence for a podcast.
No, it's definitely
a little bit to your detriment.
I'm definitely to Yusung's detriment.
That's not true. People like you more than me. On
so
this
is
show.
This just
That's
for false. Fun? Is this entertaining?
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think
is
there's something.
It?
I mean, like.
Sure.
Genuinely, I do think that the reason, like, there's also something cathartic about like what the actual worst case scenario for your anxiety that will always lead to some sort of like microscopic relief.
So you're doing this to feel better?
I mean,
blasting your fucking shit out over the internet for the whole world to hear is helpful.
And forgive me for the magnitude of this comparison, but why did Picasso paint? I'm
oh
assuming
my
to
God.
Feel good, right? I mean, I'm not.
No, okay. Get go leave. No, that's
you.
So
I'll sign you up for a goddamn pottery class, okay? If you're feeling artistic,
all right.
This is not art, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Jackie.
The only reason I ask is because you two are around podcasts constantly. I mean, it's like a barista going home and making coffee for their whole family. Why would y'all want to do this after you see it all day and hear it and know about how difficult it is? I mean, Rebecca has been on the phone with me. I've been sobbing. I mean, she's seen me at my worst. She knows how many people download my shit. She knows how much money I make. She knows how fucking difficult this is.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The fact that we don't, the stakes for us are incredibly low.
But why are they low? Why don't you set them higher for yourself?
Because what's the point?
Why are we here? Why did I drive to Burbank? Why did I drive to Burbank on a goddamn Saturday if there's no point? You should be proud of your work.
No. We are, but it's like the expectation isn't to be like, to make our living off of doing this.
Value your time more.
It's something
more.
That, it's a, like a creative outlet to, it's just something fun for us. We'd probably be having these conversations with each other anyway. Might as well record them if someone's listening.
Interesting.
So it's
how
like,
many people listen to this?
Actually, more than you'd think.
Is that
more
than you think. Over 1,000?
Yeah.
So you're in the top 1% of podcasts?
Really?
What?
Less than 1% of podcasts gets over 1,000 downloads.
Oh, wow. We're the Goldman Sachs of podcasting.
I'm uncomfortable with this, the whole train of this conversation. Okay. I don't want to pat anyone into any more of this.
I'm sorry. Isn't this my episode? I mean, what did y'all expect? Why'd you ask me here? Okay. You think I'm going to behave?
Jackie.
Okay, get back on track. Sure.
Would you describe yourself as an anxious person?
Yes.
Okay.
Who isn't?
Wait, by the way, that's why we asked you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I don't really talk about my anxiety, I would say.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a beacon of fucking light to everybody all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
The tears of a clown are real, okay? The tears of a clown are the saddest tears of all, okay? Robin Williams hung himself, goddammit.
Jackie.
I mean, I'm just saying, it can be bleak.
Can I amend my Picasso comparison?
Yeah.
Why did Robin Williams do comedy? All right, to feel good. Okay, that's...
He didn't do it to feel good.
I implore you to stop making comparisons.
He didn't do it to feel good. He did it because it was innately
he
who he
to.
Was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I'm definitely not doing this to feel good. I'm just, it's something to do.
Right.
Okay, don't. No. There's many things to do, okay? Y'all need to get an end game, and y'all need to get a plan, okay?
Look.
If you're already up to 1,000 listens, y'all could monetize. You could try harder and get people to fucking listen to this. You know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think that, okay, wait. I thought this was a comedy podcast, not a branding meeting. At a podcast network, that wasn't even a joke.
I mean, that's really what.
Jackie, what is the topic of your anxiety this week?
Well, you know, it was hard to make a choice because there's a lot of anxieties and there's a lot of things that like I've never really talked about.
Yeah, how deep down, like you make fun of me, but there's
underlying
compassion.
Yes.
Okay.
So like, there's so many things to talk about.
Right.
Can I ask like when? If there's a time in your life that you can think back on where you were at your most
so
anxious.
I used to have, and I mean, let's be honest, still do, but I've struggled with my stomach. And this has come up on Ash Butte a little bit, but I don't like to get into it because, you know, it's a beauty show, so I'm not trying to talk about, you know, diarrhea. But when I was a kid, I had the worst stomach. I mean, I couldn't eat. I remember there's a whole stream of movies out.
As in, like, when you would eat, you would feel, like, get stomach aches and
stuff?
Yeah. Okay.
I would shit my brains out. Shit my brains out.
Oh.
We would go to the movies, and I would miss the whole movie.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't even sit through the movie. Like, it was a mess. And my parents, bless them, they really didn't try to help me that much. And I remember, like, they took me to the doctor once, and they were like, okay, let's do the elimination diet, you know? So, like, I would slowly, like, remove things from my diet.
Right.
But really, I was eating garbage every day. They were feeding me garbage.
What were they feeding you?
I mean, fast food and, like, soda.
Gotcha.
I didn't drink a damn water. I didn't drink a glass of damn water till I was probably 17 years old.
Right.
Like, literally.
Wow. Yeah.
I was a nightmare. And my stomach was a fucking mess. My nutrition was shit. And it was, like, my parents divorced. And, like, that was, like, a really, really, really rough time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I had to go back and pick, like, the roughest time of my life, it's definitely, like, 7 to 8 when my parents were getting divorced. And then I would say... early 20s in LA dealing with like my ex-boyfriend and shit. Right. Like, yeah. Those are the two worst times.
So when you were dealing with a lot of the stomach problems, when you weren't feeling sick, would you be nervous, scared about inevitably feeling sick? Would you be thinking about it a lot?
Yes. And that's what, your body manifests your stress in different ways.
Yeah.
And I've also found that now, later in life, once I acknowledge that it's stress, it will find a new way to manifest itself.
Totally, right.
I was waking up in my mid-20s with panic attacks with my chest would, I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
I was like, how am I having a heart attack? I'm vegan, I'm in shape, like this
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have these crazy chest pains. And I went to the doctor and they like did EKGs on me and all this shit. And they were just like, you're stressed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So once I like said, okay, it's stress, then I started getting headaches. I'm talking like headaches where I couldn't even get up headaches.
Right.
Then I was like, that's the stress. Then my whole leg would go numb for like a month.
Oh my God.
Or like my whole arm would go numb
Holy
for
shit.
Like a month. And that was, then I was like, that's the stress. So it always finds its way.
Yeah.
But it's been my stomach again recently.
Yeah. I will say that in those moments where like, I've gotten better at recognizing when it's like anxiety or panic, but like, even in those moments where you're like, yep, this is anxiety, I can't do anything about it. It's
I
just
think
like
when you're having a panic attack, sometimes if you repeat to yourself, I'm just having a panic attack over and over again, it does kind of, and you do breathing exercises while you think that over and over again,
right.
It does kind of help like center you.
Yeah.
Right?
Just a tangent really quick. I was sitting at a cafe like waiting for a call, and then like I was like hyperventilating almost because I was like having a panic attack. And then I was like thinking to myself, like, wait, my antidepressants, like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, I'm not sad. I'm just really anxious.
Right.
So it's like genuinely, I was like smiling and having like a hard time breathing and just thinking, it's a beautiful autumn day outside. It was just like such a confusing, yeah. Anyway, that's where I'm at. But anyway.
Sounds great.
So Jackie, the stomach thing when you were younger and then the arms and the legs, how do you feel like now? Are you still, would you still describe yourself as an anxious person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is there to not be anxious about? It's one of those things, and this is dark.
Yeah.
But like, I'll be having a good day and like feeling good, and then I'll just like get a thought in my head, and it'll be like, you're 34.
Yeah.
You don't have a fucking house. You know, you get cut out of every show you're on. Like just, and then I like go and like shake it off, but
right.
It's like always comes back and keeps coming back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Lately, it's been weird. I was at this party last night, a dinner party, and it was like full of all these famous people and like big comedians, whatever.
Right.
And they were, and I'm not saying that to brag. There's context here.
Yeah.
So I mean, we all know that I have a lot of really good friends, and I'm like, you know, I'm doing really well. So I'm in this room, lots of famous people, and like a few people came up to me and they were like, "You're just killing it. I love Natch Butte," or like, "You're so," and like, or just making jokes and having like really funny people laugh at you.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, when they laugh at me, I'm like, oh, I feel good about that. But then part of me is like, they're faking it. They think
I
suck.
Right.
Like, why is that? Like, I think it's really just I've been beaten down so much by this business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been so rough that I've lost confidence in myself.
It's
you
also
know?
It's also a defense mechanism, right? It's like you're telling yourself that people don't value you,
right?
Like before anyone else can tell you that they don't value you.
But it's so crazy, like, because I didn't feel like that in my early 20s. I don't think I felt like that in high school. I think it's because of how slow, and it's, you know, it's hard to not compare yourself, but it's because of the slow burn of my career like, you know, you're self-conscious in those situations.
Can I ask you when you started auditioning? Because I feel like I've auditioned for like a few things in college, and like, you know, some of those didn't go well. And so like, I cannot imagine, like, because I take every no personally, and I know like like even when I was like handing out cards, like, come see this comedy show, like every no, I'd be like, ugh. Like, and so like, I know like a hallmark of success, and like, if you're trying to act, is like, you can't let that get to you. You just have to roll it off and just have zero expectations, and it's truly laissez-faire. Like,
yeah.
So when did you
but
start?
But that's very, very difficult.
Yeah, of course.
Do.
Yeah. I could not, like, I would need the 10,000 hours of getting rejected, and even so, I don't know if I can make it there.
Right.
So when you were in so you moved to LA when in your early 20s, and you immediately started like.
No,
oh, okay.
I. How long did it take? I mean, I did background work for a long time, but I really kind of. I don't think I had an end game in terms of like, oh, this is going to make me famous or successful. It was sort of just like a job. And I was like, oh my God, there's a famous person, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I was still like really, I was an extreme late bloomer. in every sense. And I know that I'm a late bloomer in terms of my career as well. And mm-hmm. so it's just like I had to figure everything out. I was a fucking bumpkin. Like literally, yeah. I was a fucking bumpkin. I landed in L.A. and I was like, oh, my God, y'all, there's the water tower that Wacko Yakko and Dot live in. Oh, my God. And I had to figure everything out. And it took me a long ass time.
Yeah.
You know, I still kind of don't know it, but at least I know more now. But
right.
I didn't start auditioning. I want to say I was probably 24. Mm-hmm. And that was for like commercials, right. which that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But so it's been almost 10 years of auditioning.
Yeah.
But not a ton.
Right.
I've never been like the person who goes out a ton.
Yeah.
Because you have to have good agents. Which I don't
well,
have.
Well, Jackie, so. You are so kindly here on a Saturday. And not only that, you did our podcast, which meant that you had to write a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it a little or should we just get into it?
Well, I'll talk about it a little, okay?
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to give y'all your roles.
Thank you.
Have y'all watched Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, I quit watching it a few episodes into season two because I'm trying to live my best life, and it was making me really upset.
Yeah, so basically, I guess last week, I don't know when this episode's going to come out, but like during all the Kavanaugh shit,
yeah.
mm-hmm. I had the worst, I mean, y'all don't even know about this. I was off the grid for a few days. Mm-hmm. I was here Wednesday recording, mm-hmm. and Thursday, I was so sick.
Oh my God.
That I was shaking. I couldn't get out of bed. Have you seen, you know that scene in Dumb and Dumber where he sits, he takes the laxatives and he's in the bathroom and he's like holding the toilet and then she goes, oh, that toilet's broken.
You know? Oh my God.
Like
yeah.
that was me.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, yeah.
For days.
Right.
I feel like by Tuesday I was back to
Holy
normal.
Shit.
Jesus.
It was horrible. My stomach was such a fucking nightmare and I'm not sure if I got food poisoning or if it was literally my body manifesting because this
right.
that whole week was yeah. a fucking nightmare for me.
Yeah.
Like it was such a nightmare. We're still in it.
Right.
And I think the biggest anxiety that I'm having now, it's like it outweighs all my little minute personal problems of like career, money, whatever, is
right.
just the war on women that is happening in this country.
For
and
sure.
If they fucking overturn Roe v. Wade,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It's just very, very upsetting. So I started thinking like, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario would be if Handmaid's Tale is real.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in this scene, Rebecca, you're gonna be playing like the Anne Dowd.
Oh,
you're
my
gonna
God.
Be like Aunt Lydia.
Okay.
So I need you to channel that energy,
oh,
okay?
Shit.
I don't know how much acting experience you have.
Minimal, but
okay.
we'll see what happens.
Yusong, you're gonna be
yeah.
playing kind of like a guard. So you're like an authoritative
oh, yeah,
soldier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like a soldier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so you're no
yeah.
nonsense. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, so really try to. You said you auditioned, you did comedy. I've never asked you a personal question, so I don't really know anything about you. So that's nice. But just that's your authoritativeness,
okay? Gotcha, gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
And no fucking riffing, okay? I'm Quentin Tarantino here. This
yeah.
was written for a reason.
Jackie, please let go of me.
So, okay, let's start.
All right.
And please be committed. Take this seriously. I worked really hard on this.
Jackie, you care about our show more than we care about our show.
I know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
upsetting.
No, no, no.
Okay?
We do care about our show a
we
lot.
We do care.
Yeah, we work
yes,
a lot on
care.
It.
How often does this come out?
Every week.
You're consistent
week.
With it?
Every week.
Because I was
yeah.
reading some of your episode description, and you were like, yeah, we forgot how to do our intro. I'm like, do better.
Boy. It's supposed to be. It's tongue in cheek.
I mean, Rebecca,
but it's not. We're too old for irony. Okay, fucking do a good job. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No,
read
I
the
scene.
Okay. But interior, exterior, Gilead day. Lights up.
Blessed be the fruit.
This isn't a comedy, you song.
I'm sorry.
Stay in character. You don't
sorry,
fucking
I'm sorry,
laugh.
I'm sorry,
there's
I'm
no
sorry.
Laughter in Gilead.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Gilead, where women aren't citizens and aren't allowed to have free will or makeup.
I have our next woman to submit into the system.
State your name.
Jackie Johnson.
Age?
33, almost 34.
Well, she's certainly too old to be a handmaid since we only use them for birthing children.
Well, what else can you do? Can you cook?
I mean, not really. I'm vegan, so I can cook, like, tortillas and beans and stuff like that.
A woman is supposed to know her way around a kitchen, okay?
Very authoritative.
Come on, commit! You're ruining my scene!
A woman is supposed to know her way around a kitchen.
You are 34.
Hey, almost 34. I have another month,
You
okay?
are 34! Childless, can't cook. What the hell have you been doing with your life?
Well, I raised an incredible dog in lieu of children. I wanted to have kids, but I was waiting until I had more income and stability.
Oh, I bet you feel so fulfilled by that right now.
Where did you put my dog?
All animals are taken to the slaughter mill to be ground up and cured in order to make boots for the soldiers.
Why don't you have more to show for your life? You were waiting for more stability. Why didn't you have a job?
I have been attempting a career in show business for 13 years.
Oh? Yeah. You don't look familiar to me at all.
Yeah, what have you been in?
Nothing really. I get cut out of most things, and it's usually only a line or two.
So no skills, no career, no childbearing. I have just the place for you to be useful.
The slaughter mill!
You aren't allowed to talk, brush your hair, or read. Off you go.
What?
Oh my god.
Alright. Oh my god. Yeah. I've never seen Rebecca act so much.
That was real. I'm actually really impressed. That was good.
It's literally just me shouting.
That was really good.
I can't do Andow. I can't attempt Andow's mid-Atlantic accent. She's the scariest woman in Hollywood. She actually makes me feel so afraid.
Yeah.
And she's incredible. I just can't.
I have no doubt that she's very good at it.
What a fucking easy joke. Like, try harder. If you're going to be funny, like, make an effort.
I don't think you understand what I have to deal with every week. I don't think it.
So wait, you song. Do you want to be a comedian?
Sometimes I'm talking. Sometimes I'm in the middle of like, I'm upset. I'm like talking about something like vulnerable. I'm having like a moment. And I'm talking for like a solid, like I'm monologuing.
And he does and a dumb
his
joke.
His eyes are glazed over. He's not even listening. And then he just pinpoints one little thing and he does like what I assume is supposed to be a pun.
Okay. Well,
he's not even listening to what I'm saying.
Rebecca.
Totally derails my train of thought.
When we have talked about something serious, I never want to undercut something serious with like a joke unless it's like towards the tail end when we have to move on to something else.
Yusong, listen to me, okay? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you're a baby. What do you want to do with your life? Like, what's your goal? What's your top career goal?
I was going to ask you about your scene. Okay. No, I want to write.
Okay, like what?
Like a TV or any sort of writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to develop a sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. What are you writing right now?
Kind of. I always want to be writing more than I am.
So do you want to pursue a career on camera or on microphone? Like, do you want to be a personality? Do you want to like do what we're doing right now for a living?
I mean, like, that'd be fun. Yeah, I think it's like I truly if I were to pinpoint, like, I would be disappointed no matter what if I like had a concrete idea of what I wanted to do right now.
But here's the thing. You have so much time on your side. You're set.
Yeah.
By the time you're my age, you're literally going to be running a show with fucking Emmys on your shelf. I have no doubt.
Really?
Because you have a fucking decade ahead of you to get that done.
Yeah.
You can do it. You're in such a good position for 23.
That's really nice.
You've aligned yourself with such good people who really value you and what you offer, and they're going to rise you up. Anything else, as long as you do work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying anything nice about you this podcast because that was way
I know.
What? Nicer
I know.
Than...
Dude, if that, I'll take all the abuse if we can hit that zenith okay. As
I
well.
I mean, like, you know, like Mitch and Weiger.
Yeah.
They're good guys.
Yeah, they're good guys.
And they care about you.
Yeah.
And they're killing it in the career game. Like, yeah, they're killing it. So as long as you stay with them and you don't fuck up, you know?
Which I do.
Well, I mean... You're 23.
Yeah,
you have time.
No, I appreciate that a lot.
Same question to Rebecca.
Oh.
I know how old you are. What do you want to do?
Same thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. See, because I want you to produce. You're so good at it.
I'm only good for
I
you.
I mean, like, the thing is
good
that,
for
like,
you, Jackie.
I appreciate that.
As we were starting this podcast, and look, I don't mean to talk about our own podcast on our podcast, but like, as we were starting our podcast, like, the scenes that Rebecca would write, I'm like, oh, fuck. She's like, one, like,
this is not productive use of our time.
Oh, yeah, this is not productive. But it's just, like, way, like, much, much funnier than, like
Yeah.
Has a much better sense of, like...
I'm going to have to cut this all out.
No, I understand.
Why?
Because what's the point of this?
No,
because
it's just what we're talking about. Okay.
All right.
Jackie,
I think it's interesting.
All right.
And also, you both need to be staff writers on the Nash Butte Show.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So if that happens...
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Let's take some meetings, okay?
Yeah.
I would love a male perspective.
Thank you.
Jackie.
Yes.
Your scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very scary.
I will say
yes.
That, like...
And it is something that I think about a lot as well. I think about it a lot less now that I don't watch that show anymore.
Yes.
That show has taken me to a really bad place.
Yeah.
So...
But it's also... I see it happening.
Yeah, that whole watching the Kavanaugh, the Christine Ford, Dr. Ford testimony was very triggering.
Yeah.
It was really upsetting.
Yeah.
I think, like, it was, like, a physically tough week.
Physically recoiling, yeah.
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 Because,
yeah.
like, through, a, like, if you're, like, a... If you've experienced sexual assault, or even if you had friends who have like told you about sexual assault, like all those memories come back, no matter what. And with like trauma and stuff like that, it's always going to be some sort of physical visceral reaction to that. So yeah, like last week was miserable. I was just I was actually super upset the whole time.
Aren't they like mid vote as we speak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we all know how it's going to go. So whatever.
But... Right.
Anyway.
Welcome to Gilead, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Seriously.
I think that's a good place to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back. Look,
hello.
That was a somber note to end on, but I will say that like I do have like hope for the midterms because I registered
Me
in
too.
California immediately last week and
Good.
Like yeah. And
Good
also like Beto O'Rourke fucking got me with an Instagram ad. I was like, here's my money.
A friend of mine
is working
who,
on the campaign.
Of mine who's a writer and was working for a showrunner. He's a super talented writer. Definitely could be doing that as his job. But he has been feeling basically since Trump got elected, he had this like this rush of like desire to like get really politically involved, and I think he was feeling powerless and anxious about the situation. And so he a few months ago just dropped everything and went to Texas to work on Beto's campaign, and he's there. I mean, he's there for another month, I guess. But it's been really inspiring, like watching his like Facebook posts and stuff.
Seriously,
it's like good to. I guess that when you get to physically actually take action and do something where you feel like you're making a tangible difference.
Yeah.
That must feel really good. It definitely makes me feel like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right. Yeah. And I did misspell my name as I like put in my information. So every time I get emails from Beto, it's like just like, okay. Hey, you sung. Like, yeah. All right.
Well, all right. You know, you did your best. That's all you could do.
Yeah. Rebecca, what's your scene about this week?
So my scene, sorry, before I get into this, I'm looking through the window now. Yusung's friend Emily is here, and she is cuddling with Jackie's dog, Chooch. And I just wanted to do a special shout out to Chooch because Chooch is the most magical dog I've ever met in my whole fucking life. Jackie comes into the studio every week and brings Chooch pretty much every time. And that time that I get to spend with Chooch in the studio while Jackie's recording, I have to say it's like a huge part of my mental health and my like wellness because I could just feel her just like absorbing and sort of like eliminating all my stress in that moment. I feel so good after you guys go. I mean, I'm sad, but like, I mean, it really feels like a weight is lifted every time.
I mean, they're like having a slumber party in
I mean, even just witnessing it happening to someone else is like making me happy. So shout out to Chooch. Greatest of all time. For me, you mentioned, Jackie, you mentioned having sort of like you're having a good day and all of a sudden you're struck by like a really destructive thought.
Yeah.
This happens to me sometimes. I get sort of involuntary, very disturbing thoughts out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of derails me for a moment and I have to kind of center myself and get back into it. This isn't something I deal with constantly, but it's something I've talked with friends about. I have a lot of friends that have had that before, and it's usually something like very disturbing and violent. So that's basically what the scene is. It's not that deep.
Rebecca, I've been skimming over the parts.
Yeah.
Who's playing who?
Okay.
And who's reading stage directions?
Me. So I'll read the stage directions and myself. Yusung is neighbor walking dog.
Okay.
And Jackie, you're gonna play boyfriend.
Ooh, I'm reading into that.
All right.
Interior, car, day. Rebecca drives down the freeway, music blasting. The road rises higher and higher above the street below. There are blissfully few cars on the road with her, and she is carefree and happy. I'm carefree and happy. Love that for me. She drives alongside the traffic barrier, increasingly aware of the far drop to the street. Suddenly, the color treatment changes and everything is hypersaturated like a comic book. Rebecca's body forces her to drive closer and closer to the barrier, and she speeds around a curve. She careens off the road, the car flipping over and over as it crashes. We're back in reality on the freeway. The colors have unsaturated. Rebecca is shaken but still alive and still driving safely. Fuck. She turns the music up. Interior, shopping center, day. Rebecca walks through the mall. She takes the escalators up and up and up to the 8th floor. Finally, at the top, she peers over the glass barrier and assesses the drop to the floor below. It's far. Her stomach turns the distance and she shudders, trying to walk away. Suddenly, we're back in the oversaturated world. Rebecca walks back to the glass barrier and just lets her body flip over it like a sack of potatoes. She falls straight down to the, back to reality. Rebecca rubs her face and takes a few steadying breaths. Exterior, parking lot, evening. Rebecca gets out of her parked car and walks around to get her bags from the trunk. She pulls them out and then reaches up to close it. Color is saturated again. She slams the trunk down onto her neck with her head inside. It pops cleanly off and her headless body falls to the ground. Back to reality, you fucking lunatic. Rebecca backs away from the car and walks towards her building. Literally, why? Neighbor walking dog passes by.
Huh?
Rebecca jumps, dropping her bags everywhere. Did not see that person standing right there. The dog is pooping. Nope, nothing. She snatches up all her bags and runs into her building. The neighbor and his dog walk away and leave the poop on the ground. Rebecca will 100% step in it tomorrow morning, and that's no horror fantasy. That is real life, baby. Interior bedroom, night. Rebecca climbs into bed next to her sleeping boyfriend. She turns off the bedside light and rolls over onto her side, facing the opposite direction from him. He rolls over and curls up behind her, wrapping an arm around her side.
Good night.
Great impression of Noah. Rebecca smiles, eyes closed. Night. She runs a hand over his arm and starts to fall asleep. Her eyes fly open and it's dark, so the colors aren't saturated, but the room is at a Dutch angle. She looks down at her boyfriend's arm, and it's not a human arm at all. It's a giant cockroach leg. She yelps and leaps off the bed and recoils at her boyfriend, who is a giant cockroach. She gags and scratches wildly at her skin. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The light flicks on. Her boyfriend is not a cockroach. He is a very startled human person.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
Rebecca hyperventilates and sits down on the floor. Mentally, for sure not.
Was I a giant cockroach?
Giant cockroach, yep.
Okay, come back to bed.
Yeah, okay.
Let's fuck.
No, that was not in the script. That was not in the script.
Oh, it's in the script.
She crawls back into bed. Her body is tense all over as she lays down, sort of a living rigor mortis. Her eyes stay wide awake as the light goes out again. Boyfriend reaches out to out a hand, probably with the intent to soothe her, but thinks better of it and rolls the other way. Smart boy.
Night, love you.
Mm.
Let's fuck.
No, not in the script. Not in the script. Rebecca's eyes stay open as we pan out, her face a portrait of pure terror. Behind her eyes, horrifying images flicker at an incomprehensible speed. She is trapped in her own body. Fade to black.
Rebecca, you got it's quite the cinematic. Cacophony of director's notes in here.
Sorry.
No,
we should go outside and hand this to Tarantino. Add this to the movie.
I'm really winded. Oh yeah, Tarantino and Brad Pitt are filming literally outside the building today. Jackie and I saw him driving a car. It was very weird.
And Tarantino runs his own camera.
He does. That cheeky man.
You know what, Tarantino? Yes. Okay, Rebecca. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like there is this other show called Invisibilia on NPR, and the first episode is about like this guy who thinks that he has like murderous fantasies.
Yeah.
And so the end of it is that his therapist gives him a knife and tells him to hold it up to his neck.
Right.
And like, and then nothing happens. And so it's like that kind of exposure therapy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I listened to that podcast episode. It was way too intense for me.
I've never listened to it. That sounds very scary.
Yeah, but it's like it's like an alternate version of this where it's just like if you have a thought and you spiral but you can't stop spiraling.
Yeah, I mean the cockroach thing was literally like, I think the other day, like randomly, like there was a tiny bug on my pillow, like out of nowhere, not a bed bug, like literally, like a tiny.
It was a bed bug.
It was a cockroach. It was like a tiny. It was disgusting. I had a total meltdown about it
because right.
I've never seen a bug on my bed before. It really upset me.
Yeah.
And then like later, I was like brushing my teeth and like Noah came up behind me and intentionally like tickled the back of my neck to make me think it was a bug. And then he'll just be like, oh yeah, what if there are bugs? And like he just like likes to fuck with me like that.
Right.
And I was like, we're about to go to sleep.
Right.
And so I just, it took me a really long time to like relax, and I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I just couldn't stop thinking of being covered in bugs.
Yeah, that's awful.
It was really irrational, but I couldn't stop thinking
about it. No, that's awful. I like had a summer where like I've like, I don't know, I wouldn't say there's scars, but I have like marks all over my arm because like I lived in an apartment for a summer where it was just like, yeah, it was just like super shitty. And I like at one point I had like 30 plus bug bites on me.
Oh,
and I was like,
ew.
Yeah.
Thank fucking God that's never happened to me.
Hey, you're single? Yep, still single. And so, but like, so my arm's like.
You're 23. You don't need a girlfriend. You're young. Focus on your business and your work.
That's true. But yeah, I know that it's just like, going to sleep every night and being like, fuck, well, I guess we'll see what happens after trying, like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm also, I empathize greatly with this.
Yeah, I don't know how to really stop it. I don't know if there's any point, really, but, like, I don't know. You ever have, you know, dreams where you're, like, fucking a relative? It's, like, very upsetting.
Oh.
You wake up,
Jesus.
And you're like, well, I mean, not, like, really, but it's just, like, you know, it's not actually happening, but you can tell that something isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, things, but like
at least you hope it's a hot relative,
dreams,
right?
Dreams that you're stabbing someone. You know what I mean? Like, you never had a dream that you were cutting.
Save
someone
Save it
open?
For your Rick and Morty spec.
I would. Oh boy. Oh,
they're just
boy.
Like, you know. You ever have thoughts that you're like, this is disgusting to me on every level? And
yeah.
And the fact that my brain
can't
even
stop
went there is making me want to
yes,
kill myself.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah, yeah.
I have like sometimes I'm driving and I'm like, what if I just drove off
that's
the road?
That's literally.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I literally.
All the time.
That's the one I think about the most.
All the time.
I think about that all the time.
Or like slamming my car into a.
Yeah.
Jesus, I mean, I'm not gonna do it.
That's very.
I'm not gonna do it, but like you right. imagine it.
Yeah, the things that I had that I have the most frequent
throwing
thoughts
a wrecking
about,
ball into a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The things I have the most thoughts about are like either my car, like driving my car off of like a cliff.
Yeah.
Or slamming my hand into something, like slamming my hand in a door or like in an elevator. I think about that a lot.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I guess I was doing my best impersonation of the protagonist in Perks of Being a Wallflower just constantly. But like my friends and I, because it was Ithaca, there's like a lot of like waterfalls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like my friend and I once like sat at the edge of a waterfall and she was like, and I was like a little freaked out. She was like, it's scary, right? Like, because you know what? You immediately think, what if you jumped off? And
I immediately think, if any time I'm standing on a great height, I think about
same. Yeah.
Anyway, that either built a lot of character for me or traumatized me forever. So,
Sadly, there isn't really anything like deeper to what my thing. It's just a disturbing kind of it's bothersome.
Yeah,
more
I think everyone to some extent experiences this, but it's just like the repetition and frequency in which and intensity of which it occurs. Like that for more anxious people is the
it's more annoying than anything else.
Yeah,
but. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Is it time for an And Now Me?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay. It's another segment, Jackie.
I'm finding that out.
Okay, a lot of attention has been doled out, and now it's time for a segment called And Now Me, where the person who didn't write a scene this week talks about what they've been going through. Okay, here we go. Okay, guys, I went to a dispensary.
Oh?
I have a question. One, could you imagine me in a dispensary?
Absolutely not.
And two, I can't either. And
a marijuana
I was in
dispensary.
There. Yeah. I was in a marijuana dispensary. I bought. Okay, let me preface with this too. So many people have either offered me CBD oil or Xanax lately, just because I guess I'm like, I mean, hopefully, and I don't think this is the case where it's just like, hopefully people aren't exhausted by hanging out around my anxious aura that they're just like, here, like take everything. Just don't do this anymore because it's bumming me out. So I took that as a sign of good faith. I learned that if you take CBD oil with a low THC, ratio or whatever, you won't get high, which is great because I don't want to get high.
Right.
I'm a good kid, good student.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted it for the anxiety.
Right.
All right. I bought some CBD oil.
Uh-huh.
I have a pen that charges via USB.
Oh, cool.
What kind did you get?
I got one that was like, I don't know what it was, the brand was called, but they gave me a free T-shirt too. So,
nice.
Yeah, and so I tried it last night. Here's the
thing.
How
did it go?
Okay, I think I got really high last night. Like I think I got
what's
like,
the THC in it?
The see, it's like embarrassingly low.
But they shouldn't. You should have gotten a zero THC.
I don't think
been
that 100%.
Exists. They
have CBD only gummies.
They exist.
The CBD, like the THC was really, really low. And I don't know if it's because like, so here, like one of my friends, I mean like this is awful, but if you're trying to get high and you're smoking, you inhale for 3 seconds and then you like remove the joint or whatever apparatus you're using to smoke. And then, but like you remove what apparatus you smoke
I'm
and then you don't.
I'm getting anxious listening to this shit. I need a CBD pen listening to this shit. You're trying to get a sentence out.
But you don't immediately exhale. What you do is you inhale further for 3 seconds.
I like that you're explaining. To me.
No, I'm just explaining for the general public. And this is also explaining my thought process as I was doing this.
Listen, people aren't fucking dorks like you. Everybody knows how inhaling and exhaling works.
Okay, so this is how you, this is what you had in your head of like how you
this
smoke
is what,
weed.
And
wait,
look,
have you never smoked weed before?
Okay, wait, mom and dad, turn this off. But like, I have smoked
weed. Your parents listen to
this? No, they don't. I have smoked
You're
weed.
A grown ass man. You live in California. If you want to toke a little reef, you know what? Keep walking. It's fine.
Smoke that dank ganj.
Yes.
But like, I have smoked weed before. I haven't really gotten high before because I don't know, and I'm not trying to do my Bill Clinton impression, but I don't think I inhaled correctly. Like,
got it.
Yeah.
So what happened this time? So you,
I took a really deep inhale. Like, I inhaled for 5 seconds,
pen,
took the pen out.
It's harder to gauge.
And then kept inhaling. Because,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Did you cough a bunch?
Yeah, I coughed a bunch, like a little wimp.
Did it
like,
burn your throat?
It burned my throat. Yeah, yeah. So, like,
That's why you got fucked up.
I got really high last night.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So I just have to, like, figure out what the right dosage is, how long to inhale for, because I think, like...
Listen, I don't know what dispensary you went to. Was it a hot chick that was, like, talking to you?
Well, now I feel weird answering yes or no.
Did she say
because she's listening to this, you idiot. Was she an attractive woman?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Because that's how they all are in L.A. Were you disarmed by her attractiveness and maybe didn't be as honest with her?
No. I was 100% honest.
You should have just gotten a pure CBD tincture.
Well, the thing is, like,
no THC in it.
I said to her straight up at the top, like, I'm not looking to get high. This is just for anxiety. like truly, like, hey, I don't care. Like, you can sit at the cool kids table. I'm not trying to approach you.
Right.
They don't give a fuck.
Right. Right.
They're not judging you.
I don't know. It was also, they also were the happiest employees I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're all fucked up.
Yeah,
man, they're going to sample the goods.
Yeah.
Okay, but so you're going to try again.
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
I'm
going to try again, but
wait, are you on, you said you're on an antidepressant?
Yeah.
Well, I would be careful with mixing
exactly,
things.
Which I was like trying to run through like what could have possibly happened.
Do
because
you know how many milligrams of THC?
The ratio and like was like 2 to 1.
2 to 1? That's really high.
You need
two CBD to one THC?
You need a zero THC. You need a zero THC.
That's 2 to 1.
You need pure CBD, like Charlotte's Web.
No. But the thing is, like, 2 to 1 was like the lowest because it increases 4 to 1 means 4 THC to 1 CBD.
Oh, the 2 is.
Yeah.
Oh, the CBD should be higher than the THC.
You should have gotten the 4 to 1.
Like, there are pens that are like, it's like 95%. CBD and
okay, well, I didn't. Okay, I didn't know what I was doing, and now I'm
That's
a little
okay.
embarrassed. But like, okay,
no,
yeah.
No, it's fine. Don't be embarrassed.
But
it's...
now I have like, I mean, I have like supposedly like 25 or whatever 40 doses, however much that's in there. I mean, the frugal side of me does want to use it all.
I mean, you can play around with it, figure it out. You felt like you were too high, how did you feel?
I just couldn't stop smiling.
That's nice. That doesn't seem so bad.
Did you get nice sleep?
Yeah, I got nice.
Yeah.
So then, what's the? Just figure out how to do it so you don't burn your throat.
Yeah.
That's why I like tinctures, because I don't like to smoke.
Yeah.
Because of my throat.
Yeah.
This is my instrument.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's half of my anatomy.
Okay.
I will update you on getting high as I continue.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear. As you continue to get high.
Yeah.
Please do.
The other half was like, I've been using this dating app Hinge.
Yes.
Maybe I should stop because, but the valuable thing that I've learned.
Keep going, baby.
No. The valuable, I mean, stop using the app, not talking about it, but like the valuable thing that I've learned is that I'm attracted to people with high moral character. And once I said that, and like.
I just rolled my eyes, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It's a reflex.
No, I think collectively society just rolled their eyes because I was talking about this with Jessica Gao from Wedding Wongs, and she was like, oh, so you're like a Victorian lady.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she's really funny. And I
did. She's the best.
And you sung. Did you feel truly seen in that moment? Yes, I felt truly seen because, but yeah, that's just what I've learned. Like,
How are you gauging high moral character off of a dating app?
It's just like, it's a dating app in the sense of like, I mean, I'm judging high moral character based off of like the conversations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How does Hinge work? It's like you have to answer a question or something?
You have to answer three questions, which is kind of genius because like, people are like, they'll shoot themselves in the foot, like, or just like
give
reveal.
Give me an example.
Oh, yeah, he had one.
Describe your simple pleasures. Yeah. Jesus and tacos.
Yeah,
and
I was
like,
that
okay.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Obviously no.
Yeah.
I mean, tacos, sure.
But you can also choose to show your political and religious affiliation, which most people do.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know.
Is that in LA though? They're pretty.
It's pretty. I mean, like,
have you run into like, any agnostic liberal?
Yeah. Occasionally, there'll be someone like either moderate or conservative.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's just like an easier way to, you know, we don't have to get to the first Thanksgiving to find out like, oh shit,
right?
Yeah, you're a Patriots fan or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, that's not a.
Have you
Patriots
been
fan.
On many dates on it?
No.
How does it work? Like, you match up.
You have to like.
Do you get some good matches?
You know what? Honestly, like. It was like a, it is like kind of self-esteem boosting because it tells you when someone likes you.
Yeah.
It's not like Tinder where you just find out after you swipe. It tells you like, ding, someone just liked you.
But you don't know who.
You can go on their app and after a few swipes, it'll show you the person that likes you.
Even if you didn't like them back.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very vulnerable.
So it's nice. It's really vulnerable. And like you have to like something specific on their profile, whether it's a photo or one of their three question and responses.
That's kind
of
cool. I like that.
So you actually have to like say something like, oh, this is great. Or like, oh, me too. What did you think about this? So, yeah, it's just like, I mean, as far as dating apps go, it is nice, but it does truly like, I mean, it does totally lean into the thing of like it preys on the like the thought like there could be someone better just around the corner because it's just like it's a dating app.
Well, yeah. Did you see that article that everybody was like mad about that people are on dating apps tend to swing for the fences, like they all try to like date up
people
out of their quote unquote leagues.
Right.
So that's
I mean, when you have like a plethora of options and you know that it's never gonna end,
right?
Like,
and it's so much easier to be rejected through your screen than like going up to a hot girl at a bar and being like, "Hey, honey, what's up?" or whatever.
Yeah.
So people tend to swipe on people they wouldn't normally approach,
right?
You know,
I will
but
say
then
that
it
I've...
turns you into like then you like become kind of addicted to that, like.
Well, it's just rough for everybody. It's just rough for the you know the fives and the sixes out there. Nobody's getting any swipes.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm very relieved.
Well,
to not
Rebecca
be in
and
that
I
situation.
Are old married ladies over there. Like we're out of this game.
Oh boy.
So like, how's it going though? You've been meeting some chicks or what?
I mean, like,
are there people your age on there? Like you run into 23-year-old women on there?
Yeah.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just for some reason I think of like sad people. Like me. Like for me, I like you know I'm just.
I mean, you also set your age range. So like, but like you also.
What's your age range? You trying to get some older ladies or what?
My age is just like a few years above and below my
age.
Smart.
Yeah, that's that's healthy.
But like for some reason, it like asks you, is this a deal breaker?
Wait, what's your lowest?
I think it's like 20 or something.
Oh,
which,
thank God.
And even so, it's like I don't want to. I would be very nervous to date someone who's still in college, just because like you're at different points in your life. Blah 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 blah.
Totally. You're 1 year out, dude.
I know,
you're
but
1 year out.
But I know how, like,
but it's a different place. It's a different place. It's a different mental place.
But sometimes, sometimes you'll be shown someone who's like 60 or something.
60.
Like, yeah. Or just like wildly.
Even
out of
though
your
you
age
had
range.
An age range set.
Yeah, because like it asks you if this is a deal breaker. I put like no, just because like
no to 60 is not a deal breaker.
Or just like your age, your age range is like not a deal breaker because that's I think that's the default. And like so I didn't change it. And but it's like really really interesting because like good for them. To occasionally see those kinds of profiles, or people.
So you're like looking for a serious girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. It's just like.
Do you have a lot of free time, or are you pretty busy? Like, I feel like you work a lot.
I'm pretty busy. Oh, wait. Okay, I just quit the cafe.
The cafe.
Yeah, I don't mean to totally monopolize.
You're working at a French cafe.
I know.
Yeah. Did you know that I studied abroad? Really found myself in Paris. Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute the first time.
How long did you live
there? It's not cute the first
time. I lived
there
for a semester.
I was there for like 4 days.
Oh, really?
And that was enough for me. I really love our way of life here. I love our vegan food. I love having a fucking Prius that takes me where I need to go.
You love not having everything be cooked in butter. That's probably a problem for you.
I got food poisoning in Paris.
Right.
From what?
From
cheese.
No, I don't know what it was, but all I know is that I hate their food. I just like our food. God bless America.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
I quit the...
We might not have abortions, but we sure got good vegan food.
Oh, my God.
We got to make t-shirts eventually for this podcast. Yeah.
If you want merch, then you should try to get more listeners, okay? Cart before the horse.
Anyway, I quit the cafe job.
Why?
How are you going to pay rent?
No, because like I'm just like...
Great question.
Strangely, I've stumbled into a position where I'm just freelance producing podcasts, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you available for hire right now?
Yeah, I'm available for hire right now.
I mean, I feel like because of your extensive resume of hits, you're gonna be like the next Stephen Ray Morris. You're gonna be driving all around this damn town recording pods left and right, you know?
I mean, like, hopefully that's the case. I'd very much welcome that if my life took that turn. But like,
But what if you got offered a writer's PA?
Oh, I'd accept it immediately.
You'd drop everything.
Yeah. Or like, I tried to keep as much of it as I could without going insane.
We need to make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to try to get her a job first.
That's totally fair. That's 100%
just number one, like, I feel like she's older, so she probably has more skills.
Yeah.
But also, she's my girl.
I'm overdue.
She's my girl, though. You know?
Thanks, Jackie.
Rebecca, I literally, my life is in her hands every day. Like I said, the edits, the crying. I call her and I say, where's my free toothbrush? Like, she answers me quick. She's very good at her job.
Thanks.
Yes. I think that, but anyway, freelance podcast producing, it is a roller coaster of me being anxious of like, oh, I don't know how to do anything. But then like after doing some work, being like, actually, this is totally fine. Podcasting is a medium. Like whatever you want to have happen can most likely happen. It's not like TV where you need a lot of stuff. It's like,
yeah. That's why there's so many GD podcasts.
Yeah, there's so many GD podcasts.
Too many.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not allowed to say that because we have one.
I'm part of the problem. I'm fully aware.
All right. Well, let's move into our last segment. Sorry for talking so much.
No, I want to hear more about these women.
Okay, on the Doughboys episode that you were on, I was really nervous because you brought us all face masks, and I was like, is this going to leave any glitter on my face?
I made you glow.
Yeah, you made me glow.
Because you were going on a date or something.
I was going on a date the next day.
How'd it go?
It went fine. Yeah. Like, truly, like, it was fine, but I don't think it's going to, like, lead to anything.
Did she compliment your skin?
No.
Oh, fuck her.
And I did tell her, like, hey, I don't know how this happened, but I'm wearing a face mask right now. If there's any glitter on my face, I'm wearing a face mask.
Wow. And she still didn't compliment your skin the next day.
I was just happy that she still wasn't like, actually, I'm busy. Like, you know. So I don't know.
Okay.
Are you real nervous around women? Like, girls? Dates?
It depends how much I'm, like, invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ever, like, assertive?
The awful thing is that, like, I've learned this about myself. The less I care, the more, like, the better I am socially.
Yeah, of course. That's how, yes.
Which is 100%. Just a shame because thanks God for writing the rules like that.
That's for everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, because when you don't care, you're confident because you don't have anything to lose.
Yep. Yeah.
I would love to watch you at a party hit on a girl. That would be my fucking... I'd get the popcorn out. I'd sit in the corner, just love it. It'd be my favorite show. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to follow you.
You might have to throw the party.
I'll be your DJ.
Yeah. You might have to throw the party at my apartment for me to come.
If we weren't friends last year, you could have come to my birthday party.
Yeah. That's true.
Rebecca came.
I did. It was fun.
And I'm never throwing another party again because it was so stressful. So you're out a lot.
And why try to recreate perfection?
Right. I mean, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Okay, guys.
Okay, keep going. Do your damn show.
Welcome to our last segment, Moderate Case Scenario for Gradual Self-Improvement, where we talk about what we're going to do in the coming week and the future weeks to better improve our mental health. Okay. Jackie, as our guest, how do you generally, like, what do you do for self-care?
I mean, my dog is my biggest self-care.
Yeah.
And
Chooch is incredible.
Feeding my hummingbirds.
You have hummingbirds.
You can follow Jackie on Instagram. Follow Jackie on Instagram for some updates on the hummingbirds.
Yeah. Speaking of, what's up with Spidey?
Oh well, I'll find out.
Okay.
Just happened?
Sorry, we just had a brief work meeting.
Okay. All right.
Listen, like I said, Rebecca is very important to me.
Yeah.
She rules my entire life and income at this point. Okay. let's see. I need to get better sleep. I've been really stressed out. About like financial shit and that's such a like shitty thing to worry about, but it's such a constant and has been for so long.
Yeah.
And my I just like last night I was like in my rolling through this crap in my head over and over and over and over and I'm like, go to sleep, bitch. You know, like I need to release. Like I just need to fucking release.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna try to do.
Yeah.
Do you have like a do you have like a specific? I'm just curious because I also want to do that constantly, and I don't know, like I don't know how to.
Do you meditate?
No,
I need to.
I'm the most unfucking zen human I've ever met. I can't. I've tried.
And you've met me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, time is on your side. You could be a goddamn Buddha by the time you're my age if you just get your shit together.
If I could turn back 4 years, of course I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Ugh. Man, 23. What a life I was living at 23. I was
miserable when I was 23. I'm still miserable now.
Oh, no, I was a nightmare, but I had great skin. I looked really good.
My skin was bad.
My boyfriend was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But if I could go back today, I would, like, get rid of him
like,
and, like, start over.
Yeah, you go back with your current brain.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's, like, present-day brain.
Yes.
But then body.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to try to sleep better and release all my anxieties prior to going to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How? Who knows? I might fucking drug myself with CBD oil.
I mean, you could. Yeah, yeah.
they definitely could.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got really high last night. Holy shit.
I can't believe that you thought 2-1 was the right ratio.
I didn't really think about it, but it truly did feel like, it really was like the, I'm not crazy, right? Because 4-1, 4 like THC to 1 CBD is more than...
But the what you no, need, the you wanna, CBD has to be more than yes. the THC.
I know. Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. like completely on the wrong side.
A
but
four,
like
a 4-1 CBD to THC would be better than a 2-1.
Right.
It would be better for you. Okay. It would be less.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Because I don't even think I have to go to a dispensary for that. I think
no,
you can get CBD
no,
all
get
all
it
other places.
You can literally
yeah.
get you can literally
Erewhon.
You yeah. can get it online at like any of the health food. Like,
yeah, well, did I never get that Charlotte's Web sponsor?
We'll talk about
fuck
it.
Those
we'll
assholes.
Talk about it off mic.
Use code NATCH, okay? Get you some damn oil.
If you yeah. did get it, we'll definitely have to cut that.
Why? They're not gonna hear this shit.
Oh, thanks.
You think Charlotte's Web's listening to You Song and Rebecca's Anxiety Hour?
It cuts to me showing up the Charlotte's Web HQ in a trench coat, just being like, hey.
Oh my God.
Out.
That company is apparently really good though.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard great things. That's why I wanted to sponsor Nash Butte.
You know, I use that Whoopi Goldberg uh-huh. has a company, Whoopi and Maya. Mm-hmm. It's CBD and THC products that are for like menstrual cramps, and they have this like balm that
B-A-L-M.
B-A-L-M. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a bomb, like an exploding bomb.
Well, it could be like a bath bomb.
Oh, yeah. I don't use those. I don't believe in them. But it's like this solid bomb that has, it's almost like Vicks, but like not quite.
Mm-hmm.
And you like rub it on your ovaries, like yeah. obviously from your outside of your stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, relax, Yusong. And
hey,
and
you
it,
like bath bombs, Yusong? Are you a bath man or are you a shower guy?
I'm a shower guy, but a friend took me into a bath bomb store once and was like, this is fine. Like, this is great.
I can't do it.
Okay.
You like the bomb?
It works, but I smoke weed every month when I'm on my when I
yeah.
have cramps. I actually didn't this month and I had terrible cramps and I totally forgot.
Snoop REBECCA.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It really, really helps that whole situation. But anyway, for me, moderate case scenario for this week, I'm still working on the stuff that I've been working on, which is just trying to take a more active role in my own life, take agency, and not let life kind of barrel me over for
yeah.
no reason. I'm tired of like I keep waking up and being like, oh, I'll take care of this by the end of the week, it'll be done, and then it'll already be Monday the next week, and it's not done. So I feel
right.
like I'm like losing time, which
yeah.
is not good. So I'm trying to hold myself more accountable.
Yeah.
And writing stuff down helps me.
Are you still keeping a dream journal?
I am not. I need to get back into the just journaling in general, just writing down. I do kind of want to just start writing down what I did that day just
right.
because I don't remember anything.
Right.
And then I do feel like it makes me feel very anxious when I feel like the year is just passing by really fast
yeah.
and I'm not achieving my goals. So.
All right. I might get high. Like, I
yeah.
What am I?
I think that'll do you some good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you need to. You
as
know,
long as you get all your work done.
Yeah.
Don't
show up
to the Doughboys all fucked up on yay. You know?
No, I would never. I was saying this to my friend Emily. Like, I need to do it in super controlled environments because, like,
yeah.
yeah, I don't want to. Because I'm not an expert in getting high. I'm a novice.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't also, like, you're not trying to get fucked up. You're just trying to relax a little bit.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
trying to get, like, high.
Yeah.
You're just trying to calm down.
Right.
So it's just moderation. You'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll figure it out. But I'll update everyone on this journey of hemp and marijuana.
Okay, I think that's a good plan.
Jackie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
You're welcome.
Where can
yes,
people find
thank
you?
Thank you.
No one's listening. Why do I need to plug?
I promise a few people do listen.
I'm just kidding. Listen to Nash Butte. Okay, if you're listening to this, then you know how to use your podcast app. Type in Nat BEAUT, not Natch Beauty. For some reason, everybody thinks that's the name. Natch Butte. Listen to that. Rebecca produces it.
Yeah,
she does a great job.
It's a really good time.
Yusong has filled in a few times for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Helped me do my ads.
You should check it out.
Not anymore, because he doesn't work here.
Yes,
anymore.
That's true.
He flew the coop.
Yeah. Well, Jack,
he's slinging fucking lattes now.
Not anymore.
What are you gonna do? You have enough money to make rent?
Yeah, I think I actually do.
Wow.
If I'm just like kind of
holy shit.
I mean, like I do if everything goes well and things that I'm planning on actually crystallize.
Please
so.
Do not forget to set aside money for taxes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're freelance,
Right.
It's on Wait, you're on salary, right?
Yeah.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ, if you're not, then
No, that would be a fucking nightmare.
Oh, well, mine's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Worst Case Scenario.
I'm so glad Jackie stopped by.
Yeah, me too.
Are you okay? Were you bullied within an inch of your life?
I mean, Rebecca, after the podcast, you did hand me a blanket and some hot tea, so I appreciate it. Yeah. Anyway, if you like the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. It helps out a lot.
It only just helps us feel better. It doesn't help any tangible way.
Yeah, and look, we got a lot of tough love. Maybe, you know, like...
All right. Yeah. I'm still going to be a social media ghost because that's just
that's fair.
Who I am.
You can email us at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com. We respond to everything. And our Instagram account is worstcasescenariopod as well. And you can follow us there.
Yeah.
Our art was done by art by Roughhouse, RUFFHOUSE on Instagram. And our music was done by @notalent___ on Twitter.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Thank you. See you next time. Bye.